Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let people see the blessing in your life. Then they'll want to hear what you've got to say. Let people see the results of your being with them. They won't see it with you being lazy. They won't see it with you being a clock watcher. I mean, Jacob did him service. He was there and obviously was using his faith in this man's business. And he said, man, it was just a little that you had when I came, and now it's increased into a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you since I came. He said, now when shall I provide for my own house? And so that's when they got into the speckled and spotted cow thing. And it really turned around for Jacob too. But turn on over. Just keep turning over to, the 39th chapter. And I'll just get into this some tonight too, because it goes hand in hand. We've talked about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Let's get into some tonight about the God of Joseph also, because this all flows right in together. What kind of God did Joseph know? Well, look at this. You know the story. Joseph had dreams. Everybody remember that? Dreams of the Lord, where he saw himself in a prison? No. Where he saw himself somebody else's slave? Now what did he see? He saw himself ruling and reigning. Right? That's what he saw. He saw it crystal clear. But that ain't what happened initially. Right? Let's learn some lessons here. I mean, you might get direction so clear from God. You might get a vision, a dream, or a word from the Lord that's so clear about tremendous blessing. And 3 years later, look like you're in worse shape than before you started. Does that mean the vision can't come to pass? What does that mean? It means you better hang in there. Right? It means you better not get discouraged. What kind of God did Joseph know? He knew a God who never forsook him. He knew a God who stayed with him. He knew a God who completely turned his life around in one day. Right? From the dungeon to the castle. One day. What kind of man did God know? Joseph was a man who wouldn't give up his vision. He wouldn't give up his dream. He wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't get down. It's amazing. Read this chapter sometime, the whole thing, and you'll see that, you know, he went from being a slave, being sold as a slave, and then Potiphar's wife lied on him, and he wound up in jail in the dungeon. Remember that? Yeah. And in the dungeon, he goes to some guys, you know, the Pharaoh's baker, and they were sad, and he looked at him and he said, why are y'all so sad today? That paints a whole picture. He's in the dungeon too, you know. He's eating dungeon food too. He's wearing dungeon clothes too. And his life has not been too hot. I mean, he started out the favorite baby boy with the multicolored coat. Then he becomes a slave. Then he becomes a prisoner. And he pops in and goes, why are you boys down today? That's the kind of man or woman that's victorious. He was in the dungeon, but the dungeon didn't get in him. He was in a bad place, but he didn't let the bad stuff get in him. Why? He still got his vision. He saw himself ruling and reigning, and years as a servant and a slave and years in jail did not get that out of him. He still had it. I said he still had it. It's amazing. People will get something in their heart and get stirred up and didn't come to pass in a year or two or five, and they think, well, I don't know what I was thinking. But I guess, it's obvious that ain't coming to pass. No! Don't give up your dream. Don't give up your vision. But look at the blessing. Genesis 39, are you there? Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was. Huh? Now remember, where's he at? He's a slave. Who ever heard of a prosperous slave? He was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over all his house and all that he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Is Potiphar a God-fearing man?
No.
Got no indication that he is. He's in Pharaoh's court. They worship the sun. They worship alligator idols. They worship all kind of junk, but not God. And all his stuff is getting blessed. Why? Because a man who had the blessing on him was working for him. Oh, friends, are you getting this? Are you seeing this? Whoever you're working for, I don't care if they're a whiskey drinking, mean dog kicking, cussing boss. If you're supposed to be there and work, the blessing will come on their stuff. Because you're there. Did you hear me? And they should be able to see it after a period of time and realize, man, it's got to do with that Christian. Must have something to do with them, because it wasn't going that way till they came here. It was so obvious to Laban that he said, no, man, don't go. Please don't. Name your price. You got to stay, though. And Potiphar, alligator idol, sun-worshipping man, begin to see this slave that he's bought has got something on him. It's something that's an anointing to prosper. It's a power for increase. And he turned the garden over to him, and the garden made bigger vegetables than ever made before. He turned this over to him, turned that over. Finally, he just said, well, let's just turn everything over to him. Because everything he touches just blooms and blossoms and goes. What is it? The blessing. The blessing. That blessing's on you. That blessing's on me. We should believe it. We should have more faith in it. We should speak it. Hallelujah. I'm stirred up.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Yes,
are you in just a big hurry to go home, or can you stay with me for just a few more minutes here? Are you blessed?
Yes.
Does the blessing that's on you affect other people?
Yes.
If you're walking in the fullness of this and faith in this, other people might not know it, but they ought to be glad when you step on their airplane and go somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They may not know it, but they ought to be glad when you come to their store and you do business with them. They might not know it, but they ought to be glad when you move to their neighborhood. Because you didn't just bring your cat with you. You didn't just bring your couch and your sofa. What'd you bring? The blessing is on you. And everywhere you go, that blessing goes. And everything you put your hand to prospers and goes and increases. Oh, glory to God. I've had this stirring in my spirit last few days. And it really began to come up strong tonight about the people in this church that are business owners. And about the people in this church that work for other people. And about the people in this church that are involved in shows. Can God bless a show?
Yes,
yes He can. Especially somebody who believes in the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There are some things that are required of us. We're already seeing them. You got to be obedient, right? You got to go where he tells you to go and stay where he tells you to stay. You got to honor him, right? With your tithes and your first fruits and your offerings, you got to be a giver. You got to obey him. You must honor him. Oh, but friend, when you do your part, the blessing is activated. The blessing is released. And people around you are affected because of the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know Phyllis, she worked for doctors. When we first went out to Ramah, she didn't feel impressed to go the same year I went. She went after I did, several years after I did. But when she began, the place where she began wasn't very big. And the people that were in charge, they said, well, you know, if X amount of new patients come in, you get a certain kind of a salary and a bonus. And they made it pretty attractive. Well, they didn't know what they did. Because Phyllis put her faith on it. And I tell you what, patients came from everywhere. Everywhere. And that place, do you remember some numbers?
We would see it in the beginning, like 30 a day. When I left, it was like
130
a day.
30 a day went to 130 a day. And the bonuses became bigger than your salary. Increase. And they hired other doctors and expanded the offices. And the head of the thing told her he knew the blessing was there. And he'd ask her every so often, do y'all need anything? Do you need anything? He helped us several times when we really needed help. And you could just see it. I mean, he just blossomed and bloomed and multiplied. Well, you know, men try to take credit for things. But friend, when something goes, something's behind it. Something's on it. Begin believing in the blessing. And God will deal with people to come to your store. Buy from you. Come to your show. And folks will wonder, why are they going over there? Why are all those people over there? Why are all those people over there? I know they're not any better than this other place. Their stuff is not any better than this other stuff. Why are they all going over there? The blessing. The blessing. Everybody say the blessing.
Blessing.
Say it out loud, the blessing.
Blessing.
The blessing.
The blessing.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Joseph, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R430. That's R430. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.